Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
The third annual Sun Life Canadian Health Index finds 72% of adults are feeling overwhelmed on the job, but 90% of young adults are feeling tremendous stress. 680's Ed Hand explains.
Kevin Press of Sun Life tells me that stress levels in the workplace can create missed opportunities.
I think one of the challenges for young people is getting themselves established, that there are economic impacts as well as social impacts.
But that can be difficult when you consider 39% of Canadians between 18 and 24 say they're unemployed or underemployed.
Consistently, full-time employees describe themselves, more of them describe themselves as healthy than did part-time employed Canadians.
And that number drops even further for the unemployed. The poll finds four sources of stress for workers. Two of them are directly linked to their job. 8 in 10 respondents say their employers should help them manage the stress. Ed Hand, 680 News.
America's Got Talent judge Sharon Osbourne has had a double mastectomy to avoid getting breast cancer.
Sharon Osbourne has revealed that she has undergone a double mastectomy after learning she carries a gene that increases the risk of developing breast cancer. Osbourne has told Hello magazine that she didn't want to live the rest of her life with that shadow hanging over her. The 60-year-old America's Got Talent judge, who had a colon cancer a decade ago, said that without the surgery, the odds were not in her favor. She also added that she didn't even think of her breasts in a nostalgic way. She just wanted to be able to live her life without fear. Marta Migdałek, London.
New research suggests healthy baby boomers can't entirely avoid the risk of developing heart disease as they age, but they can certainly delay it. The findings come in an analysis of 5 major studies involving nearly 50,000 people 45 and older. The research suggests at least 1 in 3 55-year-olds who does not have a risk factor, such as smoking, diabetes, or high blood pressure, will get heart-related problems by the time they're in their 80s or 90s. But that still overall is about 7 years later than those who have at least 2 of these risk factors.